This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on alternative mortgage lending tiptoeing around a broker-based implosion again. In the 2008 Great Recession, fingers pointed widely in all directions, in some cases in little Taliban caves around the country. They're still doing so and trying to play the blame game at the expense of the victims. One of the more troubling terms to emerge from those terrible days for borrowers trying to stay in their homes was the notion of liar's loans, as a subprime industry called some of these mortgages. The haters tried to blame the borrowers and claimed the borrowers were the liars, though our work repeatedly found that the culprits, the big liars in the affair, were almost invariably mortgage brokers channeling huge volumes of paper to subprime lenders and blowing up the numbers on stated income mortgages. Acorn understood the value of stated income mortgages because many of our lower income families worked in contingent employment that was impossible to verify because of cash transactions without Social Security or tax statements. Tipped employees were just one of the examples. As we met with subprime company after subprime company, four in one wild day in Orange, California, the subprime ground zero, we raised our concerns about the supervision of brokerage networks, accounting for much of the loan volume in the portfolios they were assembling and the incredibly high percentage of stated loans, often approaching or exceeding 50% of the lending they were making and packaging. They would then flannel mouth something about a risk algorithm that was protecting them and assure us they were on top of it all, when in fact, as it developed, they were doing the happy dance to bankruptcy and blindsiding our members, many of them, who had no idea what numbers brokers had claimed to be their income, often without so much as a wink and a nod, and were shocked to find in some cases that their Social Security income had now been converted to six figures. All of Acorn's fights against predatory practices by subprimes came roaring back to mind when Acorn Canada shared an article with me about the cash crunch and turmoil that ousted the top officials and plummeted the share price of Home Capital Group, a leading company in what the Financial Post called the alternative mortgage lending space, which is just another name for subprime loans. The problem was simply described. Home Capital's current crisis began on April 19th. When the Ontario Securities Commission accused the company and some of its officials of misleading disclosure. The OSC alleges that the company misled shareholders because it knew there was fraud in its broker channels before July 2015, when it announced the finding of its internal investigations and disclosed that it cut ties with 45 brokers as a result. The Post commentators were aghast that regulators were investigating Home Capital for what they viewed as dated minor problems with the company's brokerage channels and accused the OSC of what Republicans in the U.S. would now call regulatory overreach. How quickly people forget. The Ontario Securities Commission fortunately had some memory cells left from watching the real estate American meltdown a decade ago and recognized that U.S. regulators have still failed to grasp in a patchwork quilt that regulation licenses brokers in this country on a state-by-state basis. Broker fraud is inevitable in the mortgage supply chain whenever brokers are substantially paid by commissions based on closings rather than standards that include buyer affordability. We always demanded and often won, though sometimes too late, agreements that U.S. subprimes not allow mortgage brokers in their networks to be paid that way. Given the hammering of stock prices for all the companies in the Canadian subprime industry, smarter investors must suspect that all of them are only loosely supervising brokerage networks, and that's scary. Low and moderate income families need a subprime market so that they can access mortgages for houses and apartments. But they also have to demand that the companies not be predatory and that they work as hard to keep their acts together as families do who are busting their butts to pay their bills and their house notes. Let's hope Canadians are coming to grips with these companies and have learned the lessons that Americans are living in denial and still trying to forget. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.